With lots of great connections to the capital, including, might I say, some wonderful train connections, Stevenage's place in musical history is assured, thanks to hosting some of the biggest open-air gigs in British history. Just a short ride out of town from Stevenage Station, you'll find Knebworth House, a Tudor stately home surrounded by lavish, picturesque gardens. But at regular intervals over the past half century, these sedate surroundings have been transformed to welcome hundreds of thousands of people to watch some of the biggest musical acts on the planet. To go back to where it all began, let's rewind 50 years to the first ever Knebworth event, referred to as the Bucolic Frolic, that featured the likes of Van Morrison and the Doobie Brothers playing to a crowd of 60,000. This esoteric event quickly morphed into the Knebworth Festival, more than doubling in size and hosting the likes of Pink Floyd, the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin during the 1970s. In the 1980s, the Knebworth Festival disappeared, and the venue became better known for hosting one-off summer spectaculars for some of the country's biggest names at the peak of their powers. In 1986, over 120,000 fans made a pilgrimage to Stevenage to witness what was to be Queen's final gig, with the legendary Freddie Mercury as frontman. A decade later, Oasis played to a quarter of a million over two nights at the peak of their fame, and not to be outdone, in the summer of 2003, Robbie Williams played three consecutive nights at Knebworth to a total crowd of almost 400,000 people. Today, the real highlight of Stevenage's musical calendar is the Old Town Live Festival, held every summer throughout the streets of Stevenage. The family-friendly event boasts music from a wide range of genres, packed with plenty of hidden gems to discover. And if live music isn't quite your thing, the High Street, which is just a 15-minute walk from the station, has plenty more to offer. For example, if you're in the market for a new guitar, then check out Coda Music on the High Street. Who knows? You might rub shoulders with members of The Prodigy and Supergrass, who reportedly shop there. So whether you're looking for some live bars or a great guitar to bring home with you on the train, Stevenage is a town that hums with musical history.